Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Can AJ make more flubbles in 3 days than the rest of us in five?
I say no!
Let's take a listen. Share this milestone with you.
I just felt like I need to mark this momentous occasion.
Yeah. I believe that's the first flubble of AJ's return.
What, momentous?
Yeah.
Momentous. Yeah. Not an easy word to say.
It's not.
There were sounds coming out of my body that I've never heard before in my life.
I should record this. I may never hear this again.
Exactly right. It could be a momentous occasion.
A momentous.
A momentous occasion.
Momentous.
Who cares?
Momentous.
You say momentous, I say it's stupid.
Yeah. Hey, we didn't have a flubble reel until you got back here.
Thank you.
Just you put that right in the search bar, and boom, I pops the pups. Go ahead, write it down. Go ahead. And swimming.
Did you say swimming?
Yeah, chosen to reflect skills that the Calvary showed.
Weather and traffic.
Channel 3, Bill Rasulis. Hello.
How old are you?
How you doing, guys?
Yeah.
Little sippy, hang on a second.
A sippy?
All right. Channel 3, Bill Rasulis, Public Insurance Adjuster. See you Friday.
Coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Administrators.
Okay, so say you have a house and you want to sell it.
A house?
House. Say you want a house. You want to sell it. It's Nicole Kidman, fresh off the Miss Lucy thing.
Miss Lucy?
Miss Lucy thing, yes.
Now you're Italian, right.
So I have a follow-up on the 16th to see my progress.
Wow.
And that's that.
But, I had the hardest hit. And if you were going to die from a Blaine breeze. Well, clearly.
Pennsylvania.
It was a harder hit than I thought.
Yes. These folks are proper and British.
They're British.
And they're British, yes. From Prussia.
You, me, and Jesse came in.
Yeah.
As our, like, our Sharpay. Well, not Sharpay. What are you
called? Sharpay. Isn't a Sharpay a dog?
Sherpa.
Zero preparation.
Our Sherpa. I meant to say a Sharpay.
Guiding us.
Sharp.
Image.
I'm going to Sharpay you in a second. Seatnumber.com for details.
So you got through minimum.
I did. Now
and you're so proud of yourself.
I was.
You got through that.
I was.
You're like, I did it.
I shouldn't have fist pumped.
Deuterizer, hamster!
Run this by me again.
Neuterize?
Neuterize.
Neuter your hamster. Neuter your hamster. Do you see the word pause in there?
Here, can I have this?
No.
You deleted stuff.
I didn't delete anything.
He was changing around. He's doing something with his hands.
I was getting rid of the loud. Now I was putting the last text. I'm going to the messages.
Yesterday you were happy to be back. How do you feel now?
Oh, I want to go back again. Okay, so even.
Well,
I think he said you were poo poo there.
Hold on, I need a sippy.
I was speaking French. It was poo poo.
Oh, nice to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Rick Santos is on. Congratulations to you. We just listened to it live here on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
How
it was
exciting
very
was that?
Exciting.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was unbelievable. She skated so good.
You know,
I'm so happy for her.
I didn't know what was going to happen precisely while we were on the air because I would have said, can you hold the phone to your head?
Yeah. I didn't know. Obviously, none's rehearsed at all.
Who were you watching it with?
Oh, just some friends I was sitting here with this morning.
Nice. Yeah. Wow.
Got up early to watch it with me.
What do you feel like as a parent when your kid is about to compete on the world stage?
Oh, it is so stressful.
Yeah.
I was stressed all night thinking about it.
Yeah.
I feel better now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yep.
Wow. Well, congratulations, man. We're so excited for her, for you, family, but all of Connecticut and the United States.
Yes. Everybody's been contacting me. It's been very good. Everybody's watching. I'm so happy for her.
Rick Santos is on. He's father of Connecticut Olympian Kristen Santos, who just qualified for the finals in speed skating. How did she what age did she start? How did this happen?
Okay. She started figure skating at 3 years old.
Wow.
And then she figure skated for a long time. And then around 9 years old, she saw this on TV. And then we were in Lake Placid, and she saw it again. And she asked my wife if she could do it. So she found her a place to do it, and it was at Yale. And she went there, and after like a couple months, they said she was really good, and they wanted to send her to nationals for her age group. So she went to nationals, came in third in the country for her age.
And how old was she then when she came in third? How old?
9 years old then.
She was nine.
So gifted, really.
Yep. Yeah.
So she still did figure skating during that time for a while too. And then as she got to around 13 or 14, she started to just basically do the speed skating.
So she was third in the country while she's doing figure skating and speed skating.
That's unbelievable.
She was third.
Yep.
Multitask. Nice.
Whoa.
Overachiever. So, that's great.
I mean, she was actually a very good figure skater too. She did like double jumps and everything.
Wow.
So that helped a lot though, the figure skating.
How?
As far as helping her skate.
Yeah, I guess if you could do like double, triple axles, you know, hitting a corner really hard, not that hard.
Certainly helps your balance anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Man.
And she just skated. We were at the rink like every day. She skated all the time. And she just loves to compete. She hates to lose.
That's good.
That's a good quality.
It is.
That's a good quality. So you weren't teaching her everybody gets a trophy.
No, I don't teach everybody. I don't like that rule.
Nope. No.
Okay, we don't either.
He said, you get a trophy.
Three people get medals.
Yeah, right.
The rest don't.
When I was a kid, one person got the trophy. Nobody else.
Yeah. There was a reason to work harder.
That's right.
Yep.
It's the motivator.
And you have one coming anyway.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. Yes. I don't think, you know, we have Kristen, our vice president, has a couple of boys that are great snowboarders, and one of them came within a half an inch of getting on the Olympic team this time around. And I don't think when we watch the Olympics, we realize what a commitment it is for the entire family.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
That one person that's on the television screen, there was an entire family and effort in years of showing up practice.
And a mini nation behind them,
Yeah, competitions.
Oh, yes. Yeah, every professional sport, it's unbelievable how much time you spend doing it until you get to that point.
Even curling?
Probably not curling. I think I'm going to make the next Olympics on curling.
Like, it's okay, we're good. You just go do that thing on the ice. Maybe.
Rick Santos is on. His daughter, Kristen, just live on the show and live on network television or streaming, just won and qualified for the finals in speed skating. It was really exciting to hear that, knowing that you're coming on right after that.
It was running late. I'm like, oh boy, I have to get on this.
Is this her, excuse my ignorance, is this her first Olympics?
Yes.
Wow.
She came within the last race of making the last Olympic team. She got hurt right before the Olympic trials, and she wasn't going to skate, and she was able to skate and went into it with not thinking she was going to do well, but then it came down to the last race to make the team. They were only taking three girls that year, and she ended up in fourth and had to be the alternate. So the worst part was she had to train with them every day till they went to the Olympics, but she wasn't going. And she hated that. So that actually pushed her even harder.
When did you know that she was in the Olympics, and when did you know you wouldn't be able to go?
Well, we knew before the trials we wouldn't be able to go. It was like a couple months ago.
Okay.
She called, like maybe 3 months ago, she told me we're not going to be able to go. So then we went to the trials. So that was the big thing. We went to the trials to watch my whole family went so that we would be there for that.
Right.
And that's when she made the team, but we still knew we weren't going. But the Olympic Committee had sent us to Park City for 4 days. I just got back from there to watch the beginning of the whole thing. We with other Olympic parents.
That's great. That's great.
Yes.
How? What kind of a financial burden is this on a family?
I mean, some of the stuff like the skates and everything are expensive, but speed skating wasn't as. Let me tell you, figure skating is the most expensive sport ever.
Oh yeah,
it could be because you're not really sharing. You have to pay for just your individual self. You have to pay for a coach just for you.
The outfit. Getting all those sparkles glued onto the outfit.
Oh, yeah. The bedazzler's got to cost a bit.
Lot of that's time.
Yeah. Not the bedazzler.
Yeah.
And you have to skate every day and pay in for that when you're figure skating.
Wow.
Go so the speed skating is not even near as much as doing that.
Wow.
So, are but it able, was.
Are you able to?
Every day we had to be the ice.
Yeah. Are you able to communicate with her every day? What's that like?
Yes, you can.
That's cool.
She has a phone. They had them take a different phone, and you can talk to them all the time.
What's a different phone? Like it's a special?
I try not to, like skating days, I'm not trying to talk too much.
Right.
Keep her focused. After she crashed in the 500, I just told her I loved her, and that was it. Yeah. I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah, it's really because it's not just physical and training, but it's mental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't want to be the person that puts that seed in there that doesn't go away.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to type, what happened?
So you said they gave her a special phone. What did they give her? Like you got to pass this phone around.
Well, they gave her a different phone because of, the cybersecurity there, so they couldn't bring their own phone.
That's smart.
So they had a different phone with a different phone number, but we have been able to, FaceTime her and stuff like that. So it's been very
good. That's great. Cool. The FaceTime, what a treat that is to be able to actually see her.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the time difference makes, it's 12 hours difference, and she's just waking up. We're in the middle of the day or later in the day.
Yeah.
So
what's her life like there, besides the Olympics? She being treated well, fed well, all that stuff is great.
She said, she said everything is great. That they don't get to leave the Olympic Village. They just walk around there because once they were in and all tested, now everybody's safe. So she gets to hang out with just other Olympians that are there.
Cool. Make friends. Yep. Nice.
When are the finals?
The finals are coming up in 15 minutes.
What? Oh, geez, that quick.
You're on the phone with us?
Yep. Wait, get off the phone.
Wait, hold on. After they have her racing, they have her they have her do it again?
Well, she's warmed up,
Because she did the quarterfinals earlier this morning.
Quarterfinals, they just did the semis. That's what you just watched. And now the finals will be in a half an hour. Well, probably 15, 20 minutes from now.
No kidding.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yep.
See, to me, that's enough work for a week.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a week off now.
Yeah.
It's like drag racing at the final heat coming up.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Nice.
Yeah.
So she might.
And then next week, she has one more distance.
Okay, so we'll know today, probably before 8 a.m., if she medals, wins gold.
The medal, yes. Yeah. Nice.
Wow.
Wow.
Big deal.
Can we talk to you at 8 o'clock?
Yes, right after it's over, I'll talk to you again if you want, would like.
I would love it.
You're
We're all rooting for her.
Yes. Yes. Right? Yes.
Okay. Good vibes. Everyone in Connecticut,
huge
Long
vibes,
Island,
right.
Good vibes.
Can you feel
Kristen Santos?
Woo!
Yay.
All right, we'll talk to you, Rick. Scott Haney, Channel 3. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Beautiful.
Sunbeams will shine on through. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Bop, bop. Nice.
I saw you were doing a Super Bowl type quiz this morning.
Yes.
Cool.
I have the questions.
All right. If you want to take on Scott, and this, you don't need to know football. This is fun stuff.
Yeah, fun stuff. Has nothing to do with football, really.
Right.
It just happens to be about it.
1-877-764-2535. We will put you in the running for Sting tickets coming to Mohegan Sun.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. How do I get that?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a damn good question. Throw it? I don't know.
Everybody on gets it. Well, no. If you get one right, you get in the running.
Nice.
How about that?
Okay.
And then we'll
move
on.
That's awesome.
How many do you have?
I have, let's say, one, two, three. Three? Three?
Okay. Three.
You have three. All right.
So, yeah, three.
You have to get one right to get in the running.
Get one right.
Sting tickets. Sting tickets go on sale today. 1-877-764-2530.
Roxanne. You don't have to put on your red light.
Why don't you guys do a duet?
Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the
night.
Roxanne. You don't have to wear that dress tonight.
He's Bunker.
It kind of sounds like the Bee Gees a little bit.
Yeah, on a bad day.
I thought the high note.
We're good at those.
Yes, we are.
Paulingford. I'm sorry, it's Paul and Wallingford.
Right, like I said.
Different.
Yeah. How are you?
Good.
Good, how are you?
All right, here's your question, and it's multiple choice.
Okay.
According to a WalletHub survey, they asked people what they would be most willing to give up to have their team win the big game. Here are your choices. A, vacation days for a year.
Oh, my God.
B, an annual bonus. C, savings account balance. Or D, 401k plan.
All right, it's got to be 401k plan.
I thought it was going to be none of the above.
I was saying virginity.
Wow, people care this much?
God, I hope not.
I'm going to give my virginity
How
up.
About your front tooth? Would you give up your front tooth?
Have you seen my front
no.
tooth?
Sure. My teeth. Yes, I'm happy about that.
Oh. I'm sorry, Paul. The answer is A, vacation days for a year.
Wow.
Wow.
God, it was nice talking to you guys.
Thank you,
you're
man.
Awesome, everyone there. Have a good day.
You too, man. Thank you so much.
Holy cow.
Never in a million years.
He lost with grace.
I do not love my team that much then.
I don't either. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I went with, I guess, savings account because I got nothing in it.
There you go. That's easy for me too.
I have a hard time believing that, but okay.
No, everything's in my checking account.
Oh, good. Nice.
I don't put anything in my savings account.
But do you have a credit card that's connected to your checking?
I do. I have a debit card, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But I don't use it. I use my credit card.
Okay, there you go then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I like to get the points.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm a big point guy.
Financial wizardry.
What would you give up? Like, what would be a reasonable thing to give up for your team to go and win the Super Bowl?
For me, absolutely nothing, because I could care
less. You don't care.
Exactly, right. Scott. Exactly.
Yeah, I just don't care. Maybe like pizza for a week. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a sacrifice.
Right, pizza for
a week.
Like, my team
sacrifice.
Just to get into the Super
what
Bowl.
Would be worth, what would be worth pulling out one top front tooth and leaving it open for the rest of your life?
Oh, you could put a straw in there.
Or a chiclet.
Or Tic Tac. I got a Tic Tac.
You sneeze and...
guess who's listening?
Like a little drawer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dana, my general manager. She just texted me.
Oh, hi, Dana.
Hey, Dana.
Dana.
One of those idiots talking now.
By the way, Dana.
All right, are we ready for question number two?
Yeah. So what was Dana texting?
She just says how great we are.
Oh, jeez.
It says, get off the phone now.
She's the best.
She has a great
story.
Yeah,
let's end this conversation now while we're on a high note.
Yeah, I think she's saying, hey, I'm listening.
Right, don't be an idiot. Don't let these two jump you down.
Yeah.
Okay, get another caller.
All right. Dominic in Bridgeport.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning.
Dominic, how are you?
Yes. Good. How are you?
That's so cordial.
What a voice you have, Dominic.
Yeah, you do. Oh, just got an idea.
Did he just bail? What happened?
That was Dana saying, don't hit on these people.
That was such an idea. Hey!
No, Dana says, I love you all. Tell them I'm cool.
Okay, good.
She is cool.
We knew that.
She's the coolest. All right, Dominic, are you ready for your question?
Yes, I am, Scott.
All right, here's How many chicken wings will be eaten on Sunday, according to WalletHub? How many chicken wings will be eaten on Sunday? Here are your choices. 2.1 billion, that's with a B. 1.4 billion, that's with a B. 500 million, or D, 25 million. How many chicken wings will be eaten on this Sunday?
Around the world?
I think this is the United States.
Okay.
I would go with B.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
Dominic. Well done, Dominic.
Nice.
Look at that.
Dominic, you are a winner.
Yay.
Winner, winner. Chicken wing dinner.
There you go.
Chicken wing dinner, Dominic.
You waiting for that, weren't you?
You planned that.
You are
Dominic, do you do voiceovers, Dominic?
No, I don't.
You should. You got a great voice.
You mean digging
everything? Scott.
Yeah, email Scott after the show.
I want you to say this over the phone.
Hold on. We need to get your number because you're in the running for the tickets now. Thank you, Dominic. We have one more question?
We certainly do.
Okay. Cindy in Manchester.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hello.
Cindy,
hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You got a good voice, too.
Okay, if you say so.
I had a voiceover work tonight.
All right, Cindy, are you ready for your question?
Sure.
All right. What is the most popular food for the big game Sunday? Is it A, wings, B, chips and dip, C, pizza, or D, nachos? It's a tough one.
Is it a tough one?
I'm full
it
ready.
It is a tough one. Don't go with the most obvious.
I'm full ready. Wow. Really?
That was a hint.
Damn it.
So question it two doesn't give you the answer to question three?
I'm going to go with pizza.
Cindy's going with pizza?
Yeah.
Can't be it.
That is correct, Cindy.
What?
Wow.
Pizza.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah.
Who puts it at Papa John's?
Wow. Everybody's eating pizza.
Wow.
Yeah, could you imagine how much pizza we're going to go through? Cindy, congratulations.
I know. Leading up to this thing. Sorry, Cindy. Hold on. Let me get your number. What do you do, Cindy?
I work for the town of Glastonbury.
Good for you.
In a pizza parlor.
Nice. Right. Nice town to work for.
All right. Hold on one second.
Glastonbury. Well,
no one's talking about pizza now.
I know. It's weird.
Wings and chili.
They're trying to push the pizza.
And Wednesday was National Pizza Day. I don't know if you saw my hometown scramble, but it was all related to pizza.
Yep.
Yeah, we missed it.
They're pushing the pizza, I'm telling you.
Every day's National Pizza Day here.
It's the pizza syndicate.
Yeah, I love pizza. There's a box with some pizza left over in it in one of our back refrigerators. If it's not claimed by today, it's gone.
How many days has it been in there?
We can have
it. Oh, I don't care. A week.
That's right. This is a man who ate cat vomit off his shoe.
Exactly. If I'm eating cat vomit puke off the floor, I'm eating old pizza.
You got it.
Wow, we were just talking about ending up in the emergency room drunk, and look who's on the phone. Jim Norton.
Oh.
What a great intro.
Good morning, brother.
You know, we were just talking about vomiting in the toilet, and Jim Norton called
in. How about that?
It felt natural.
Perfect.
Didn't you start drinking when you were like 12?
I was an after-school special. I was like a little emo girl running around drinking and cutting myself in the 80s. I did it long before like it was fashionable.
Yeah,
I stopped when I was 18. I was trendsetter.
You ended up in rehab at 17.
17 years old, I went to rehab. I drank in the rehab. And I wound up drinking for a year after the rehab, but then I quit when I was 18. It's funny, February 1st was 35 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 18.
Wow. How do you, you know, I'm sure it's not a thing now, but, you know, in your 20s, how are you a comedian in a club around other people drinking? How hard was that?
You know, it's not that bad because you watch them at the beginning of the night. And they're in pretty good shape. And then you watch them by the late show, and they're repeating punchlines. They're slurring. So it always kind of made me glad that I didn't do it. And that's how I got a lot of work, because I drove. Like, a lot of these guys would get drunk, and not want to drive, but they knew I was sober, so they were like, "Hey, you can work with me for the weekend if you'll drive." So
yeah,
it got me a lot of work.
There you go,
designated driver.
That works.
I'm the designated driver. Not a good comic, but I'm a good driver.
Put him on stage. Got me here in one piece.
I love your stuff.
Yeah,
I really love your stuff. It just seems like you're creating it as you're there. You know,
you know Frank Caliendo. I interviewed Frank recently, and he said something to me that was interesting. He goes, "It's almost like you." He's like, "And you stumble into punchlines." And I had never thought of myself like that, but that kind of explains the way I do it. It's like I'm just kind of reaching around until I stumble into it, which is why it looks a little sloppy sometimes. But yeah, thanks, man. That's kind of it's not that I'm making it up as I go along. I'm just not good at being organized. You know?
Yeah, it works for you.
It really
it works for me, yeah.
Does. Well, it feels. The vibe of you on stage is like we're all at Jim's party, and he's a great host.
Yes.
You know, it's nice. I just sometimes I wish there were more people at the party.
Some girls, for example. Some girls be nice.
Yes. It's always a bunch of angry white guys at my party. But I'm happy that they came, you know.
Yeah.
Jim Norton's at Foxwoods a week from tomorrow. Are you on a tour or something now? How do you, first of all, who's doing your radio show right now?
We're off on Fridays. We're off. We go Monday through Thursday.
Oh, see?
Jesus.
What?
We got to do that.
Yeah. How do you get that?
You ever have a moment when you're on the air and you're like, wow, that seems like a good idea?
Right? That's how it's done.
I must be stupid.
This is that moment, right?
I didn't even know you could do that.
I thought just like Johnny Carson people. Do that kind of thing.
I'm going to talk to somebody now.
Jesus. Help us.
Oh, God. All right.
What it is. It was more that I said, like, we would like to, because we do a three-hour show. I said we would like to do
a
four-hour show.
Wait a minute.
What?
Three-hour show?
Three?
8 to 11. 8 to 11, Monday through Friday. I'm Monday through Thursday.
Those are great hours, actually.
I'm keeping notes.
That is 3 hours. I had to count on my fingers.
3 hours and you know, for Fridays?
8 to 11.
You taking applications?
Wow.
Honestly, though, I think the reason they did it is they want less of me. Oh. I would like to say I got a great contract. I wanted a longer show, and like, no, we don't even want you on Fridays. Come in Monday through Thursday, and then you can go home. I think they're just happy to get rid of us on Thursday. There's somebody better on Friday morning.
That's when they bring all the clients through. They're like, Jim's not here. We can get all the work done.
They suggested he's off on Fridays, actually.
Yeah.
What are you guys, 6 to 10? You have 6 to 10?
Oh, this is – so when I negotiated the deal 19 years ago yesterday, show was 6 to 10. I'm like, okay, and we go through all the numbers. We get everything down, vacation days. They send me the contract in the mail. I basically was kind of already told my employer, because I was on the contract there, that this was happening. So this was well in the motion. They send me the contract. I open it. It's 5:30 to 10. I call up. Yeah, right. The numbers.
Oh, you heard him.
How'd that happen?
I was like. That was the sound of me looking at that.
Right, 19 years ago today.
Oh,
right.
I called up. I said it was 6 to 10. It's like, nah, it's 5:30. 5:30, 10.
Thanks, Tommy.
Well, what about? Yeah. So anyway, 19 years, 5:30.
5:30. Wow.
So this Monday through Thursday thing.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Jim Norton's on the phone. He's at Foxwoods a week from tomorrow. We're linked up on the website for tickets. Man, great show. You're not gonna have a better time.
Nope.
Then you're at Foxwoods.
Right there, huh?
The last time we had you on, you were talking about when you were with Opie and Anthony and they had just negotiated the new deal. It was a tremendous amount of money. And then you guys did the bit. Yeah. And you want to bring us back through a little bit of that?
Do you mean Sex for Sam in that was, I had actually, that's back in 2000, August of 2002. This was our terrestrial radio days, before satellite.
Yeah.
We on NEW, syndicated to a bunch of stations. And they had a 3-year, I don't know if it was, I never asked them, but I heard it was like a $30 million deal. And I was finally getting paid. I hadn't been getting paid the first year. And then they did Sex for Sam, where the couples were going out and having sex everywhere for points. And Sam was Sam Adams' beer. And one couple went into St. Patrick's Cathedral and had sex, I think in a pew or in some back area. and the cops showed up and they got arrested, and the show got canceled. Opie and Anthony got paid their full contract, but I did not because I was not I hadn't signed a contract. So I got money for like 6 months, and then for like the next 3 years, I got nothing.
So they got paid. You got screwed. There was one more sexual sound that day.
That was a much better way to phrase it than I did. Yeah, they got paid and I got screwed.
you're telling us a story how you guys were all out on the sidewalk. I think you were suspended first, and the three of you were out on the sidewalk in New York, and I think Opie took the call, and you could tell by what's being said.
Not good.
This doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was like I remember where we were on the Upper West Side, and he goes, okay. And then I think he looked at Anthony, he goes, I've been canceling the show. And I was like, oh my, it didn't seem possible.
Yeah.
Like it was one of those things that didn't seem, because I was young in radio at that point. Like now, I mean, that's 2002. Right now, I know that if I spill coffee on the rug, I'm like, I think they're going to can us.
That's a nice rug.
I know we can be fired. Like, but back then you feel invincible when you first start, and ONA was such a huge show. So when they dumped us, it was a bit of a shock to the system, but I learned a lot from there, man. I never thought that I couldn't be fired. Like after that probably changed the course of my career, knowing that I could be fired. So there's a lot of dumb stuff I didn't do that I probably would have done.
It is it's
a wake up call.
Yeah. It's like, welcome to the party.
Yep.
Yeah, you can die.
You can get scarred
that
day.
You know, watch how much you drink.
Yep.
But I have to tell you before we let you go, Jim, you, Patrice, and Anthony, the three of you on the air ripping each other, some of the best radio ever. And you guys created so many big comedians coming through. Like names, never heard of them before. And then after they came through that program, they're giant superstars.
Launchpad.
That was some great stuff.
Yep.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm really happy that I was able to help push them up the ladder and then remain at the bottom.
Well, someone's going to push.
Funny how that happens.
Thanks for being the anchor.
Well, there's an open
thank
door
you, man.
For you.
Yeah, it's some of the best times of my life. Thank you so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, man. Great memories. And you're still killing it now. So we're very happy to have you on. And a week from tomorrow, Jim Norton at Foxwoods. And now that we know you're off on Friday, you're welcome to come here any Friday you'd like.
Yeah, feel free.
Or every Friday.
If you want to work, you know.
I would love to have stopped in if I would have known. I get these. My publicist gives me these like a day before. I much prefer to do in studio. So, yeah, I'm sorry I didn't come in. And I definitely will.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, we'll do it. Wow. Jason Page, how are you?
How are you guys doing?
Hey, good. Doing?
Who's going to win?
Wow, we're just going to jump right in. We're not no foreplay. We're just jumping right in.
We're
huh?
jumping right in.
Come
we're
on, you know
starting
us.
With the headline, then we're going to work our way back.
Yes.
All right. I will go 30-27 Cincinnati.
Ooh.
Nice.
Evan McPherson, a late field goal, breaking the heart of Matthew Stafford and all 30 Los Angeles Rams fans.
Wow. You counted them, did you?
So you saw the parade they did.
I mean, so look, they really don't have a true fan base there. You know, it really is. I mean,
did you see the San Francisco game? I thought it was being played in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I know. And look, everybody should be excited that, hey, you know, the Rams – a Super Bowl in their home field, it really means so much less than we saw a year ago where Tampa Bay actually had a home field advantage having the Super Bowl in their home stadium because the Rams fans, they just don't care. I mean, I'm a couple hours from LA and I'm out there a lot and they just don't care.
No, you know, I mean, what's perfect more about this, Jason? Yeah. Because LA is so fake and phony that the people there wearing those jerseys, it's just fake.
Bought them that morning.
They haven't been through decades with this team.
No.
It's not like going, oh, well, the Super Bowl's in Green Bay, and Green Bay's in it. And you're going to see people in those stands that have been to those very seats
for years,
for decades.
Yes.
My grandfather had this seat.
Right. These folks,
my
like,
father had this seat. Now I'm in this seat with my son. There's none of that.
No, they're like, let's buy some shirts and go.
It's like, hey, you know what would be trendy? Let's have a football team. All right, let's buy a football team.
Okay.
Bought a football team. And it's like, oh, what is this? How's this play
what
now?
What do you do now?
Yeah.
What do
you do? This is trendy. Let's go to the Super Bowl because we're celebrities.
What are they serving?
We're Instagram influencers.
Right, we'll have some mimosas.
It's so football perfect for LA because it's so shallow.
Yep.
And whereas football is a way of life in a lot of communities, it's just another entertainment option in Los Angeles.
You know, I mean, what? I just psyched myself up to really be rooting for the Bengals. Before I was like, either one would be good. No.
Now you're in.
Screw that.
Now
the
you're
Bengals
in.
Have to win this. They're a real football team. There's a real city. A real football city.
And a great story.
They're going to be the ones that can't make it to the game. That entire area.
It's going to go nuts.
They're just going to be going.
You're
going
to feel
going
it.
Nuts.
You're going to feel it in Tokyo.
Yes.
In Tokyo, you're going to feel it.
Yeah. And then there's the Rams fans. Like,
oh, cool.
Well,
I like your nails.
I got a jersey.
I like your nails. Painted the same color as a team.
Who's
as
it, whose jersey is that? I don't know. It was the most popular one. Or it's the only one in my size.
Right.
Because I just ordered it last week.
I like this color.
Yeah.
Don't wrinkle it.
Yeah, I'm 100% in now.
Can I give you some keys to watch out for, though?
Yes, sure. Please.
Mine? All right. Watch the pass rush of the Rams.
Aaron Donald.
50 sacks. Yeah, Aaron Donald, Leonard Floyd, Von Miller. Watch these guys get after it. On Sunday, and nobody was sacked. And this is what's so unusual about the Bengals, guys, is they've got a quarterback in Joe Burrow who is just so smooth and cool under pressure. But watch how many times he's on his back. It's going to dictate a lot of what happens in this game. Can they run the football effectively to keep that pressure off of him? Joe Mixon
can
is
they,
going
Jason?
To be good for them in the run game.
Can they run it? Do they?
I don't know if they can.
My recollection of their run game is they hand the guy the ball and then the guy's on the ground.
Well, yeah.
It was quick.
That's the problem. If they're only getting 1 and 2 yards, look, if they're only getting 1 and 2 yards. No, but listen, if they're only getting 1 or 2 yards on first down carrying the ball with Joe Mixon, it's going to be a long afternoon. But that being said, they had that happen in a couple of games this year, and they just decided to kind of rip the Band-Aid off and let Joe Burrow throw the football a ton. And if he gets hit, he gets hit. You try these short passes to keep him from getting hit.
Right.
And then you hope that later in the game that pays dividends and you can get something downfield with Jamar Chase, who last night won the Offensive Rookie of the Year honors at the NFL honors. Jamar Chase will be huge for them, obviously, in the passing game. Look at T. Higgins as well. And look, I can root for either guy. Forget the teams and where they're from. Matthew Stafford suffered for so long in Detroit with the Lions playing on that dismal franchise.
Yeah.
And now here he is towards the back half of his career, the back third of his career in Los Angeles with a shot to win the Super Bowl. I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Brad Johnson, who had his best years in the NFL.
AJ,
playing in
who's
Minnesota.
Brad Johnson?
This is Johnson's kid.
Brad Johnson. Yeah. Brad Johnson
AJ,
won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay back in the early 2000s. And he played in Minnesota. His best years were there. And then at the very end of his career, got a Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. It kind of reminds me of that. Stafford can play this game at a high level. Cooper Kupp, offensive player, one of the best offensive players in the league. He'll be throwing to him a lot. But Evan McPherson, remember the name Evan McPherson, guys.
Okay.
I've got to remember McPherson. A lot here, Jason. Like, I'm going to be – it's chicken wings.
And nachos. And tequila.
I should have wrote this stuff down, shouldn't I?
And Fireball.
I'm not going to be watching a game now. I'm like, oh, was that the name Evan, I was supposed to remember?
Evan something.
It was. Evan McPherson's going to kick a late field goal, though, for the Rams. Rather, for the Bengals. He's been so good for this team all year. Their rookie kicker.
Yeah.
And he's going to win it. He's going to win it late. It's going to be a lot
really,
of fun.
You think that's
down to a kick.
Cool, because then it'll be down to a kick.
Like every game last couple weeks.
Yeah, that would be the best Super Bowl.
So it's going to happen.
Interesting.
Nice.
I love that both quarterbacks love to throw that friggin' ball down the field.
Yes.
When you see that, to have that is the top 1% of athleticism coordinated
right
into a fashion that's it's science?
Throwing it to someone, not just hopefully someone catches it. Like me. Let it go.
Really something.
And those curling, you mean curling at the Olympics isn't doing it for you right now?
No, man. I gave it a shot. Wasn't working.
When they thread that ball into someone's hands, and it's like, wow, you shouldn't have caught that.
Yeah.
How much do you think we'll see a Tom Brady montage?
Brady?
God, I hope not.
No, they have to.
I think
it's
so.
Over. It's done. Listen, and don't be shocked. I mean, he's already starting to walk back this idea of, well,
no, he didn't.
No, he didn't
say that. All he said was, never say never.
Yeah,
and
which is a guy's way of saying if the itch comes back, he might come back and play.
I want to scratch again. Yeah,
no,
don't Brett Favre us, Tom Brady.
No,
he might. Wait,
no.
Somebody gets hurt during the season next year.
Oh, he's getting a call immediately. Of course, he would.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Whereas Drew Brees said, "Don't
but
even bother."
Why do you got to be like this? This is the greatest player to ever play football, and if you're a football fan. How do you wet blanket Tom Brady? How do you not celebrate? This is what everybody wants. A great quarterback.
This is who the guy is.
So the greatest quarterback and possibly probably the greatest player to ever play the game retires in such a great fashion. He leaves his team, goes to this other team, wins a Super Bowl instantly, gets two wins away from another Super Bowl win, sets the record for yards, leads the league, right? Goes out on top.
He sets a lot of records.
Goes out on top. And you think, and just the age alone, you think that doesn't deserve, when they're doing 8 hours of pregame coverage on Super Bowl Sunday, that doesn't deserve a montage?
Might be a Subway commercial.
No. I don't think
so. Okay, I guess I'm alone here.
Well, he did stumble at the finish line. He was like, I'm retiring. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Just kidding.
Okay.
Does that matter?
His dad was coming out making statements.
My son the one talking to you people.
It was weird. It was a weird process.
It was awkward, and someone in his organization screwed up.
Definitely.
And it happens, and wasn't handled well. But, man, you know, that is a story I'd love to see. Like, I'd love to see a 10-minute montage of this guy being drafted like 199.
Oh, dear God. Watch ESPN. They got that stupid show of his, that documentary that's on.
How can you be a sports person and hate one of the greatest athletes to ever walk the planet? Let alone in your lifetime. It's not like we're talking about Babe Ruth.
Hate him.
Like Babe Ruth.
He's just pointing out.
I see some black and white footage of him hitting the baseball. Oh, great. Yeah. Here comes Babe Ruth. Big fat guy. Got to hit a baseball. Bing, bang. Another home run.
Eating a hot dog.
Okay. So he was great. I'm being told he was great. This we witnessed.
You know what? That could be a prop bet. Will Brady show up with something about Brady during the Super Bowl?
No, but how could you be a sports guy and hate him?
Wait, I don't hate him.
What team do you like? What football team do you like?
I mean, I was a Giants fan for a long time.
Was?
Keywords was, yeah.
And the last 7 years have been real bad.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but you know what? Two of those Brady Super Bowl losses, thank Eli Manning and the Giants, baby.
No doubt.
Remember that, yep.
No doubt.
That's why Eli Manning will be in the Hall of Fame.
That helmet catch.
Those two wins will put Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Wow. It's true.
I don't get your... But then again, I know you. I've known you for a long time, and I know you to hate things that you should like. So
he likes to be different.
Yeah, if everybody likes it, Jason's going to find something wrong with it just to be that person.
Come on this show.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
The thing you don't like.
This proves it.
You guys, and I still come on.
This proves it.
All right, so what else? What else are you excited about on Sunday?
I'm sorry. I've got the worst thing. Nobody cares, but I gotta drive to L.A. on Sunday for brunch 2 hours from – I live in Palm Springs. So I got to drive – so it's my whole day is screwed up. So I got to drive to L.A. to go have brunch on Sunday, and then I'm not even going to the game. I'm coming back to Palm Springs and watching the game with some friends at a party here. I'm just looking forward to watching the game on, like, 70 inches and that sort of thing, you know? And you know what? It'll be 85 degrees here on Sunday. What's it going to be in Connecticut?
The one thing I'm not even listening to.
Low
30s. The one thing that I'm really excited about is these two teams show up prepared.
Yeah.
Every game in the playoffs, they were.
You got 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks. That's the thing about the Super Bowl. I'm not mad, but I'm saying you get 2 weeks. So, I mean, the level of preparation is off the charts.
But you saw them in the playoffs.
They had time to bone up.
These teams were very well prepared to play against their opponents. That's what's exciting about this matchup.
Yeah.
They're very, very good. They have a lot of great players, and their coaching staffs are really, they show up to do the job.
On their game, yep.
Very exciting.
Well, I'll tell you this. Let me throw this out, too. If you want to look at an advantage, and a lot of people will talk about this, it is in the coaching game. You know, Sean McVay has been in this position before. Zach Taylor is a great young head coach, but, you know, this is his first time in this situation. And, you know, making adjustments and you know, some of the play calls you decide to make late in a game, all of those things are gonna come into play here. You know, and that could obviously be a factor.
You know, it's interesting, Jason. I noticed this when the Rams were playing Tampa Bay.
What's that?
They look like geniuses as they're shoving it down Tampa Bay's throat. And then when Tom Brady starts coming back, you could see in their faces, all of a sudden, that confidence is gone.
Right.
They're making mistakes.
Jedi Master.
They're not comfortable.
Yep.
It's really interesting to see that once you put one good crack in that.
Yeah. Right.
It's I love the drama of all of this. So I'm excited.
It was like Hulk Hogan hulking up in a wrestling match.
So AJ and I are betting on the coin toss. What are you saying, AJ?
I'm saying heads.
All right. I'm going with tails. And the loser will have to do the 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. hour on Monday with a wad of cotton in their mouth.
Oh.
God, AJ just got out of the hospital. You're going to make him do this with a wad of cotton
in
his mouth?
What if I win?
That's funny that we really? All think,
he knows you're going to lose.
Automatically, I'm done?
Yes.
I look at these stupid videos of him at 2 o'clock in the morning in the parking lot, get in the building.
I get lonely in the morning.
I mean, come on, man. I'd rather watch Tom Brady's documentary on ESPN. Jesus.
So what are you trying to say?
Jason, great to hear you. Send us your links, man, so we could post them on our sites, and then maybe we'll talk to you Monday if you're around.
Yeah, I'm up for that. I miss you guys.
All right, brother.
Miss you.
Miss you. Thank you. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
All right, so this is a week in review, Top 5. A lot of things happened this week. Let's go through the Top 5 most important and my thoughts. You ready?
Yes.
Number 5, Super Bowl. Okay, so here are my predictions. I think the Rams steamroll the Bengals. I'm sorry for that, lady. They're going to get blown out. I also think if I see any more glorious footage of L.A. from all the people there and the helicopters, I'm going to throw myself out the window. The photos and the pictures of all and the video of all this stuff in L.A., it's making me just tense and mental because, as you know, it's the best place in the universe and I want to be there every moment of my life.
That was your dream growing up.
Yeah,
and you're so calm.
And here we are.
So when you were a kid growing up.
Yeah, it was L.A. ever since. Right. That was the whole I wanted to go to. Oh,
someday.
So much better. This sounds like L.A., though. Did they record this in L.A.? Like in the canyon or whatever?
Probably.
Oh. But it's fine.
You're going to be program director of K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Kevin and Beam are going to be your morning show.
It's going to be great. I wouldn't have to deal with any of you. But again, July 18th, July 18th, 2029, I'll see you all in hell. I will be in L.A.
You're Connecticut and us.
Right. But also, my other prediction for the Super Bowl, I will be by myself. I'm going to have 4 beers, pigs in a blanket, a pizza, and maybe rogue fourth quarter nachos, just to mix it up a little bit.
Right, the girls won't be there?
It's just me.
So stay away from your office on Monday morning.
And I hope Dr. Dre and Eminem play Forgot About Dre, which is my favorite of the Dr. Dre songs. So
nice.
I hope
can we
that
play
one.
That right now?
No, we cannot.
It does no radio edit.
Not even the chorus.
Right, not one thing. The song is amazing.
Okay.
But, so people are going to have to find that one on their own.
It's all dirty.
What do you think the score is going to be?
I think it's going to be 28-10.
Okay. Wow, yeah,
but
that's
I don't
a blowout.
I don't think it's ever going to feel close. I think it's going to be 28-10, and you're just going to sort of be bored. That's okay. That's my prediction.
Yeah. The 10 comes like in like the fourth quarter,
yeah,
and it doesn't matter.
Garbage time.
Yeah.
Number four, this is more of a question. So Valentine's Day is Monday.
Yes,
Did you bring it up?
It is, but Keith.
I'm sort of interested. As when I was a married person, I didn't care about Valentine's Day. And, you know, here we
like
are.
Like a normal person.
Yes.
But my question to the group, all of you are in serious relationships, is this going to be a big deal Monday? Are there elaborate dinners planned?
Yes.
Are there gifts? Really?
Serious? Really?
So AJ's a hard no. I could have predicted that one.
Yeah. Ask Ashley how much she spent on her gift for Eric.
Ashley, how much?
He didn't.
Zero.
So no gift, but dinner? Like
dinner.
Okay.
Dinner, maybe a little something.
Something presented to her.
Right.
As if she's royalty.
Like Princess Ashley.
Yeah, bring me my gifts.
Like chop, chop.
Like it's second birthday or something.
Bestow upon me your jewels.
Chaz, are you going to do some elaborate
thing? We're having dinner at the restaurant we were married in.
Oh, so you really are.
Saturday night.
That's so cute.
We have our wedding table.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so you're really, like, romancing this up.
Mm, yeah.
What about you, Phil?
Well, you saw my wife. I got to keep
I got to keep it sharp. Right?
We don't normally care about this holiday. We're both football fans, so we will be spending far more energy on the Super Bowl. But it's a tradition. I cook a beautiful steak dinner for Amanda every year on Valentine's Day. So that is going to remain the tradition.
What makes it beautiful?
I get the best steak I can find. I don't get the inch cut. I get the 2-inch cut.
Do you give her flowers?
No, I don't get flowers.
Are there flowers on the table?
No.
Are there candles on the table?
You know, I'm speaking and telling you, if you wait, you might actually learn how it works.
Well, none of the important things are happening, clearly.
But I'm stunned. I mean, besides AJ, all three of you, like, super romantic Valentine's Day nerds.
This
like,
is the
well
year
done.
We get married. It's like, you know, I bought her a nice gift. I got her a Kate Spade bag.
That's spoiler. Nice.
Mine's romantic.
I already gave it to her.
I drink in the garage with the car running.
With the car running and the door down.
Keep the door open.
Please end this misery.
Wow. All right. Well, good job, everyone. Number three, the Olympics. Here are my thoughts. The Olympics should be in three places. Why do they keep moving them around? So this China Olympics is ridiculous. It's in front of smokestacks. There's no snow. So my plan, the good one, Winter Olympics should be in the Swiss Alps, Montreal, and Siberia. Mm. Like, those should be the three places. A lot of snow. Everybody's happy. The communists are happy. The Canadians are happy.
Yeah.
And then the Summer Olympics should be in L.A., Greece, where it started, and London. Everybody's happy. Who's mad about this? It doesn't ruin these cities' economy. They don't have to build all this nonsense stuff. You're in places where these things can really happen. That when I'm the president of the Olympics, that's how it will go.
Huh.
And I'm fine
applications
with
in there?
And I'm fine with the doping. My stance on all sports is if people want to do weird drugs to make them better, do them. So they can lift bigger things and go faster and go higher, all of that. I'm pro-doping.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I just want to see it.
Like a desert city.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's basically what this China situation has been. All the snow is fake.
It's all fake. The same thing happened in Vancouver. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, all the snow is fake. Yes.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
Vancouver.
They don't have snow in China?
Well, there's snow somewhere in China, but
they
not
make
in
sure
Beijing.
There's snow.
There's no snow.
Yeah. I'm so gullible.
Snow.
I just believed it all.
Wait, is it that they just don't have snow this time around, or they never have snow there?
I'm not a meteorologist, but I will tell you, I'm just going to say, yeah, they don't ever have snow.
Because would they pick a city where they never have snow to host the Winter Olympics?
So this happened in 2010, Vancouver, who always gets snow. They had no snow. And everyone's like, we don't know what to do. Like, they tripled the budget. They went so far over.
To make all the snow.
No, they couldn't even make it. It was too warm at night. They had to truck it in. They had to load up trucks with snow to make enough for, like, the ski runs to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Can you imagine driving that truck? You cannot get stuck in traffic.
No, you cannot.
Yeah, but, Chad, you got to see the wide pictures of, like, where they do the ski jumps.
Oh, it's hysterical because it's, like, industrial camps.
Yes.
It's, like, smokestacks and stuff. It looks
bare cement everywhere. And then it's just,
it's
like, this luge. And it's like, what? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, they hit the smokestack.
You give me a reason to watch. That'd be cool.
So, Siberia, Montreal, and the Swiss Alps. That's where the Winter Olympics should be. Problem solved.
And dope them, yes.
Right. And everybody takes HGH.
You know what? I want to see that. I would like to see a figure skater so
high they can fly.
A figure skater so doped up they crack the ice.
It's like when people talk about baseball. Like, that home run thing with Mark McGwire was awesome. Who cares if they were on steroids?
I want to see a ball explode.
Number two.
Can you imagine a skater, figure skater doing a
spin? Oh, they'll drill.
Drills right into you.
They'll drill.
Who doesn't want that?
Right.
The all-doping Olympics. Right. Everybody watches it.
The skier goes down through a bunch of trees and just takes them out.
Does it? Doesn't hurt them.
We have a new run.
The skier long jump, like, lands on the moon.
Right. They landed last week.
Telling you, this is a good idea. We're coming up with stuff here.
I like this.
Number two, Pam and Tommy, the show, premiered on Hulu. None of you have watched this.
Which, no.
And it seems like a show, especially AJ, should be mental for.
Mental.
Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson, who I'm sure you loved in 1994. Like, you all, your homework is to watch this show. But I'm going to warn you.
Okay.
There is a talking penis in the show.
Oh, I've heard.
And it is weird.
Fancy in the show?
And you don't. That's funny. That is a sort of a deep Motley Crue joke.
There was an actor cast just to voice his penis.
It's very weird. And the penis, like, moves and has, like, a fake mouth. And it you don't see it coming because the show feels real, right?
A badass trip.
So you're watching the show, it feels real, and then all of a sudden, talking penis. And you say, what is happening? It's alarming.
How much of my life is this going to eat up?
Well, I think it's six,
90 minutes?
I think it's six episodes.
Oh.
And I think they're like 40 minutes each. But it's fun.
I'll find the talking penis.
Right. You're gonna be shocked. It's sort of shocking if you don't see it coming. So he goes to the mirror and you're like, oh, and then talking penis, and it wiggles around like a snake. It's weird.
It's weird.
Please watch this and back to me.
I was going to watch it. The trailer alone had me hooked. It's a very good trailer.
You're gonna really like the show, but I'm just saying, just be ready for it.
Okay.
And the number one thing from this week, Oscar nominations, again, only I care.
True.
None of you have seen this movie.
Too
many.
Ten.
Too many. It used to be five, and then they made it 10 because they were going to include movies that people actually liked, and then they didn't.
So the
reason to have 10 movies is so a movie like Spider-Man, that's the top grossing movie of all time now, would have been in it, but of course not.
Right.
So I think, and you can expense it, and it's in Milford today at 1, I think all four of you should go see the 3-hour Japanese subtitled Best Picture nominee, Drive My Car. I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right here at the mall.
Yep.
I'll buy your popcorn if you want.
Or I go in my garage and drink it from the car on.
I'm giving out hot dogs at 3, so no can do.
That's right, free hot dogs.
I'll make a video.
Yeah, free hot dogs at Duchess Wallingford.
3 to 5, absolutely.
I wanted AJ to see West Side Story because he's like Mr. Musical, and he wouldn't even go see that.
I saw the original.
Yeah, but this is the new one.
I lived it. My parents, my mom was Puerto Rican, my dad was Italian.
This is why you should totally see
you
it.
You should watch it.
Been right. Done that. Okay, I'll go see it.
3-hour Japanese subtitle movie. One of you has to be forced to go see this.
It's Ashley.
Only in theaters. It's not even streaming. You have to, like, really get involved.
It's Ashley.
Yep, Ashley, that sounds like a great task.
That sounds horrible.
Save your receipt. I will expense it. Buy one popcorn and a diet soda.
How do I get my time back?
Diet.
Well, I can't help you with that. And that's the top 5 things from this week.
Cool.
Thank you.
Bye.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.